Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight clear with a low of around 60. The Caledonia man accused of the death of a teenager late Sunday afternoon allegedly had been drinking, taking pills, and smoking marijuana before the accident. Thomas Masonman was charged today with two counts of homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and with the use of controlled substance. 13-year-old Sarah Dreesen was killed when she was struck by Mason's SUV on Middle Road near 5.5 Mile Road before the vehicle hit a power pole. Mason suffered a broken ankle in the crash. He allegedly admitted to drinking, snorting a Xanax, taking another pill, and smoking pot prior to the accident. Masonman is being held in the Racine County Jail on a $250,000 cash bond and will return to court next week for a preliminary hearing on the charges. The Racine County Sheriff's Department is asking the public for help investigating a Monday night hit-and-run accident involving a car and a bicyclist along Highway 36 north of West Loomis Road in the town of Norway. The 38-year-old bicyclist, a man from Waterford, suffered a broken collarbone, cuts and abrasions, and a bruised hip. He was treated and released from Fratert Hospital. A news release says the bicyclist was struck from behind by a dark-colored vehicle that fled the scene but left behind a passenger side mirror. Anyone with information about the accident should call the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Mount Pleasant Village officials remain tight-lipped about the status of Finance Director Terry Gayhart, voting last night to give the village administrator 3 months to negotiate a separation agreement with her. The vote came after a closed-door meeting of the village board. Administrator Kurt Wallen and village president Jerry Garski both declined to offer any details, saying only that more information may be released after the separation agreement is crafted. Gayhart remains on the village payroll. She did not attend last night's meeting. Gayhart has been the village finance director since November of 2013. The Mount Pleasant Village Board voted last night not to sign an agreement with the State Department of Transportation for the installation of sidewalks along Highway 31 between County Highway MM and Highway 20. Director of Engineering Bill Saucy told the board they recently received updated information about the cost of installing those sidewalks.
The expense was considered excessive, $365,000, and was presented to the Public Works Committee at their July 9, 2015 meeting with the recommendation to not install any new sidewalk as part of the DOT 31.
Without comment, the village board voted unanimously not to sign an agreement with the DOT for the sidewalk installation. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission, at their meeting last night, approved final site and operational plans for the construction of a conference center at U-Line's corporate campus. Preliminary site and operational plans for the project were approved on June 8th. U-Line plans to construct a two-level, 22,500-square-foot conference center overlooking a pond at their corporate campus. The conference center would be for private use and would be used on the average one time per week for corporate meetings, conferences, and events for about 200 to 300 people. The building is expected to include a large gathering area on the main floor and a deck overlooking the existing pond. U-Line is currently constructing a second 1.1 million square foot warehouse on its corporate headquarters and is in the planning stages for the construction of a second corporate office building. Democrats have proposed restrictions on the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. State Representative Andy Jorgensen of Milton said the legislation would ban companies from applying for state taxpayer assistance for 5 years if they've shipped jobs outside of Wisconsin's borders after receiving state aid.
If you're going to take taxpayer money, then create those jobs here in Wisconsin or pay a penalty for not doing that.
The bill is in response to reports that corporations that receive state aid through WEDIC laid off Wisconsin workers to relocate the jobs out of state. A merger of the Wisconsin Technical College System and the University of Wisconsin Colleges and Extension is under consideration. Representative David Murphy of Greenville tells the Wisconsin State Journal that a group of Republican lawmakers will meet this week to discuss the idea. He said it's too early to know how it might be done since the group's first meeting is tomorrow. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.